BlakeRadio.com.
E prendi su Barry Magical World Strange Shows, The Host, Super Saiyan Mandal Rockazor, The Advice of American Missing, also maybe including Castle Characters, Crazy King Loving Jackie Face, Grumpy Farmer Skin Color Legit Spark Person, and many of our happy fun time peoples. Most enjoyment of Raw begins. Now!
The Horsemen are going to the Hall of Fame. Welcome to the ninth edition of the WTR.
Woo!
The WTR post show. I'm Sorokin. And we were talking, you know, last night after the show, Spug. Who is going in? Who is going to be the big names?
Wasn't the Horsemen a name we threw out?
Yeah, there was. We said what kind of groups or tag teams would go in, and Horsemen were one of them. But it was still a surprise that they are in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think Edge should be going in.
Neither do I, but we'll get into that in a minute.
I know.
In a minute. As you can tell, Spug is here. We are also joined by Triple Talk Wrestling Radio's Jackie Feist.
Hey.
So let's, start off. Overall impressions of Raw, Jackie?
It was good. The Brodus Clay thing was a bit scary, but... There was a lot of Kane, so obviously I enjoyed that. I'm going to have nightmares of the whole Funkasaurus thing. We already saw one great wrestler and Too Cold Scorpio get ruined by some stupid funky gimmick, and now they've ruined Brodus Clay. So,
since you mentioned him, let's just, play it.
Oh, Flash, you are so funky!
When they introed him, Rock,
yeah.
The only thing I could think of was American Dream and yellow polka dots. That's all, I'm serious.
When they were talking about Planet Funk and all that, I was like, well, that can't be Jericho. But that can't be Brodus Clay either. I thought they were bringing in someone else, and I was just like, oh my god.
The report was, right? I think it was Phil Strum that put it out there. Somebody put it out that originally, creative went to Brodus Clay and said, "We're getting ready to debut you. What would you like to do?" And he had this idea of being a monster heel that did the Hall of Pain gimmick.
Right.
Well, guess who got that? And a title run.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, we talked about it a few weeks ago, yeah, and this...
And this is what they gave...
Brodus Clay.
Brodus Clay.
After this, okay, continue.
I'm wondering if this is almost a thing from Vince where you'll learn to know your role until we give you something.
But the promos, the video packages were like for someone, who's going to cause destruction and chaos and pain and...
Yep.
We have Flash Funk 2012. He had his funkettes.
Yeah, he did. And on one hand, on a very small hand, I kind of have to give it to Brodus Clay. I don't think anyone thought we would ever be seeing him like that. He went out there, and he really tried. I mean, he proved himself, someone who's willing to go out there and really make a fool out of himself for the sake of the craft that he loves. But it was just like, wow.
And because he's a big guy, I think the original Men on the Mission with them rapping, he has a big look like that. But
The only thing he was missing, I mean, I was looking at the jumpsuit he was wearing, the only thing he was missing was the big clock.
No, because then when he'd come out, he'd have to go, yeah, boy!
Oh, it's coming. We'll hear it. I'm pretty sure we'll hear it at some point. That was just not what I was expecting.
I think the worst part about it is I remember seeing him last year at the SmackDown taping before WrestleMania that was in Cleveland when we interviewed Jerry Lawler for Kayfabe. And that's when he won NXT, or he didn't win NXT, but he was in the finals. And he was an absolute monster, mean heel. And here we are almost a year later, and we get Funkasaurus. Like, that's awful!
Do we believe that they're going to run with this, or are they just pulling our legs?
They're going to run with it.
They're going to run with it.
Oh, I was hoping they were just fucking with us. Seriously.
No, they're going to run with it. And I think they're going to run with it for probably a good month or two until the fans don't buy it, and they're just going to let Brodus Clay snap.
See, when I first saw him coming out, they did the whole from the Planet of Funk, I thought, okay, it's going to be Johnny Ace coming out as a rib. But no,
yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was actually the big red thing. It brought us Clay. And
it's, like, it's the big red machine!
Two big scary red guys on Raw this week.
I there's not much you can...
There's not much you can not say about that.
The guys that has whatever the website is, has Brodus Clay debut yet.com, they all says yes. It has changed, it has updated, but like, after all that, we were waiting for, I don't know.
You know, it was kind of interesting tonight, because I don't normally Twitter. During Raw. I don't.
Right.
But tonight I was laying in bed with the kid watching Raw because the wife was doing her college stuff. She started college this week. And so, like... But, like, I decided to Twitter. And, like, reading all the tweets that were coming out between you and me and some others, like, I was like, yes! This is hilarious!
Can he be called Kane the Big? Can he call Kane the Big Red Machine anymore? Or can't he? I don't know. That makes, yeah, so he's not wearing black. Okay.
I just got a message from Jersey Girl that they need to change Brodus Clay's theme to the Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
No, because I have a gimmick I want to use that has that theme song.
Oh my god.
Oh Christ! Might as well tell. What do you want to use with the Humpty Dance?
Let him
debut at Canadian All Pro.
Hell no! Do you know what I'm debuting at Canadian All Pro? I'm coming out in my kilt and I'm kicking Steven Styles right in the jimmy.
Hashtag bitch tits.
Yeah. Yes! By the way, Rock, thank you for posting me in a tweet with the hashtag bitch tits. And if someone asked me, "What did that guy call you?" I was like, "Nothing, dude."
Oh yeah, I did that the other week. Oops.
Yes, you did.
If they listen to the show, they would get it. If not, oh well. It's all good, cowboy chick. Where do we begin with?
I would start with Edge, really.
All right, let's start with Edge because the Hall of Fame. You know, we talked about Macho Man or The Rock, but Edge.
I thought it was, I'm not against it, but I have to agree. Someone said it was a bit too soon. It may have been better in Toronto. I got to agree with that. I mean, he had to retire. It's not like he's going to die or anything.
It's not a year. It
wasn't even a year. It was like 6 months.
Oh, that's right. That was right after WrestleMania, so it's not even been a year. I could agree with those who'd say it's a bit soon.
Well, and I said this. I said this on Twitter. I don't even think that Edge... And I was, and I will say this, and Rock, you can back me up on this. I was against putting Eddie in that soon too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if I remember, yeah.
I was, and it wasn't because Eddie wasn't deserving of it.
It's just too soon.
It's just too soon, and I don't think that Edge right now is deserving of it. Did he have plenty of moments that made his career legendary? Yes. Is it a career that is Hall of Fame worthy right this instant? No. It's not.
There's other people who deserve to go in a bit more.
Yeah.
Or Savage and Rock, as you guys said.
If you look at Savage, though, like, if Savage doesn't get in this year, he's never getting in. And that's unfortunate. I think, though, that you have individuals like Bruno Sammartino, who's not in, and a host of others who aren't in, who deserve to be there, who never get the rub to go in, yet you're going to put in Edge less than 8 months after he retired?
It is way too soon. It really is, and like, I don't know how you could justify it. I mean, I'm not sure even how to put it in words. It's like, he had a good 3 year big time run. Can we agree on that? 3-4 years he was at the top.
I would say if you combine the run that Edge and Christian had as a tag team with his singles run, about 4 years tops is what I would put his run at.
Because 99 to 2000 was Edge and Christian, so there's two. And then, when did he win the title? 2005?
I think.
But he was on and off with injuries during that, 2005-2010 period anyhow. So he had maybe 5 good years as a top guy. And he's won all the championships, and that's, that's his credentials for being in the Hall of Fame. But something about it just seems like it's way too early. They're rushing him into the Hall of Fame to sell tickets.
But I don't get... I don't understand why you have to put him in now. And Jersey Girl sent me a message. She said it makes me think that they're gonna that WrestleMania next year is in Dallas, because it was rumored that it was going to be Toronto. So if it's Toronto, why not just put him in Toronto, in his hometown? So to me, that makes me think. That also makes me think, it's Dallas next year.
But he lives in Florida now, so that's hometown for him currently.
You get my point,
though. I get your point. And it's like, but I wouldn't even then, I still wouldn't use him then. I'd save him. He's an Attitude Era, post-Attitude Era guy.
Yeah, but you could put him in Toronto next year, and it would be okay.
I think that's still too early.
No, I don't. Not next year. Almost 2 years out, you could do it next year.
What's Baseball Hall of Fame? 5 years?
5 year window. You had to wait 5 years from retirement.
There are some guys that should apply to in wrestling.
No matter
about Edge, I mean, there's still one point this bug made that was a really good point. I think it was bug. There are certain people who are just more deserving of it. I mean, we lost Randy Savage this year. Come on. I mean, and there's still more people to sell. It's not say that he's not going to be one of them, but I mean, Jesus Christ, Edge is still going to be here in next year, the year before, and Randy, we will never have Randy back. So it just seemed like other people deserve it more. They could have done someone else.
If you have an opinion, please call 267-297-1397 or Skype Sorokin. We'll be happy to bring you on the air and talk about the Hall of Fame inductions.
I think the one thing that really kind of is, that really kind of stands out in all of this, from the perspective of the fan of the WWE, is that they don't give a shit who they're throwing in there anymore. Because honestly, you can't have Flair at the inductions. Oh, yeah. Unless he's no longer with TNA. Or unless Jerry Jarrett pulls some strings, because Jerry Jarrett's still working for WWE, isn't he? As far as I know, he is.
I'm not sure.
But you're not getting Flair at the induction of the Horsemen. Also, not once did you mention Ole.
We'll touch on Ole in a second, but they promoted Flair a lot in that commercial.
Yeah, I know.
And you gotta believe they work something out. Because they could clearly, you know, gloss over him, like, they could show, you know, video of him, but they didn't have to put him over like that. If they didn't have, like, a deal worked out where he's coming to the Hall of Fame, we just may not see him. He may not talk during the speech.
He may be sitting in the crowd and not there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was there for Sean, but you know.
He was there last year.
Yeah, for Sean, but you never saw him, but even then he was on WWE.com. They had pictures of him, so.
Right.
I don't know.
This is a group that he founded and was largely responsible for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It would be really weird.
He wasn't as responsible as you think. That, if you watch the Horseman DVD, the Horseman coming about was more of a coincidence than anything. Because Arn Anderson spewed out the line of nowhere since the Four Horsemen is a collection of talent, you know, like.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
And then
I saw that on the Ric Flair DVD.
Yeah, that's on the Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen DVD. That line's on there. And then if you listen to J.J. Dillon talk about, well, he was managing Tully Blanchard and Ole and Arn were a tag team, and it just so happened that most of the time when they were touring, Ole and Arn would team with Tully for six-mans, and Flair had always had help from the Andersons. So all four of them together just kind of happened.
I'm searching Twitter and seeing what people. PW Torch is saying Ric Flair advertised for the Four Horsemen induction. That's because that's what, you know, we said. So there are people, you know, who think he's going to be there.
I don't know how you cannot have him there. I don't. I really don't. If you don't. Again,
this is going to be his second induction to the Hall of Fame. It would be awful. I mean, essentially his second induction. It would be awful if he wasn't there.
I mean, he could.
You would be missing something.
Right.
If Ric Flair is not there. But the bigger question is, will Steve McMichael be there? Will he speak for the Horsemen?
God, I've not even heard anything of him in a while.
That was the joke.
I know, I just thinking out loud, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the one name Spock mentioned, there was no mention of Ole.
And yeah, there was no mention of Ole. And I was surprised that when they announced the Horsemen are going in, I honestly was waiting for the first Benoit joke. Didn't hear one. I was surprised.
You're not going to hear Benoit jokes.
No.
I think, though, that I know that Ole and Flair have a beef. And it's a legitimate beef. So I think that's part of why you're not going to see Ole there.
Scott Fishman chimes in. I mentioned on Twitter about an hour ago, Ole Anderson are left out of the Four Horsemen induction. Are you serious, bro? So who did they? What four did they mention? Arn, Tully,
Flair, and Wyndham.
Wyndham, and he's in the hospital.
Yeah, he's in the ICU. You know, where's Jim Varsalone when we need him?
I don't know. He doesn't call him.
Do we have his number? Can't we like dig him up?
I don't have his number. He has our number. I don't have his. So you can stalk him on Facebook, I think.
I am going to.
And see if he's around. See if anyone's around if they want to come on and talk with us. Spud does that. We'll get back into the Hall of Fame debate. But Raw started out with Kane, of all people. Jackie, Kane opens Raw.
Well, Kane is feuding with Cena, so you knew. I mean, you're going to be, as long as Kane is feuding with Cena, there's going to be a lot of Kane on TV. So, cool for me. But
you're happy that Kane's on TV a lot more now?
I am.
What do you think of the opening bit overall?
Oh, I thought it was great. I'm liking as opposed to the kind of, you know, weird crazy Kane that we had before. I'm liking this new kind of methodical, slower, a bit more intelligent, more thoughtful Kane. He's actually putting thought into doing things instead of just batshit attacking people. So I'm liking it. The mask is still, I'm still having to deal with the mask, but it's growing on me.
And didn't he at one point call us all losers and that we sucked?
Yeah.
Really?
He wasn't talking about me. He was talking about you guys.
Oh, he wasn't talking about you? Are you sure?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, well, he's a heel. And you're a heel, so you know that's what heels do.
Aren't you a heel, too?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
I remember somebody called you a heel.
Yeah, Soul Blossom on Twitter called me a heel, and you just pick it up and ran with it.
Yeah, because it's so much fun. And your buddy's on Facebook at the moment, Spug.
Jim is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just Facebook stalking him.
Okay.
I gotta message him.
Okay.
I like Jim.
So do I.
We have good conversations with Jim.
Yes, we do. I am Jersey Girl. I am mad. Wish Kane would have chased Eve. Yeah, let's get into that a little bit.
Ugh, must we?
Yeah, we got some time to fill as you're Facebook chatting. Zack Ryder asked Eve out for a date. He's all excited. He's brushing his teeth on Raw. That's a first.
Go ahead, Spug.
By the way, Phil Strum wonders if that's a reference to Isaac Yankum.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's what I said when I read the tweet. I was like, oh!
Didn't even think of that. That's a pretty good one.
I think it was either last week or the week before, I don't know, Rock, you said you thought it was going to take like 6 weeks for them to go out, so at least it didn't take the 6 weeks you thought.
Yeah, well, they still haven't gone out. Zack Ryder can't change a tire.
The Hornswoggle posted something about that on Twitter. He's like, dude, he should have called AAA. That was the slowest tire change in history. I was like, yeah.
Blue Meanie said he should, he should have called a cab.
Right.
But, you know, we had Zack Ryder all over TV. We had Kane stalking people backstage all over TV.
Was I the only one who noticed the other vehicle parked directly behind the fucking Kia?
Yeah.
Apparently it was.
Seriously, there was another car parked directly behind the fucking Kia.
I don't...
And don't you guys have valet parking? No.
There's no response to that. There's like...
Never mind.
I just can't. We opened Raw with Santino and Sheamus taking on Jinder Mahal and Wade Barrett.
It's a lot of... I have to agree with Spug. Spug is right.
So, The Cobra. Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal falls victim to the Cobra. Thoughts quickly on this quick match?
Yeah, fail. They could have done a lot better in that match, I thought. I mean, I get that Morel's over and that's great, but it's like, really? So, the only thing entertaining about that match was that Sheamus yelled fella when he first came out.
Jinder Mahal's beating up Sheamus on SmackDown and losing to the Cobra on Raw?
Sucks to be Jinder Mahal.
Yeah. But he's, you know, weeks ago he was didn't even get, he only took a boot. And he was, you know, off of TV. Then we had, backstage, Miz went up to John Laurinaitis and David Otunga, who the National Enquirer reports that his wife wants him to get out of wrestling. That's a great rumor.
You'll find out very soon who wears the pants in that marriage.
We already know it's Jennifer Hudson.
She's not that attractive, by the way.
Even after the weight loss?
No, I don't find her that attractive. I really don't. I was having this conversation with the woman earlier today. I was like, I don't think Beyonce's that hot either.
And her new baby Blue Ivy.
What, are we having Batman villains now?
Apparently.
And then by the way, before, did you hear that they rented that whole floor of the hospital outright?
Mm-hmm.
Which included part of the ICU unit?
Yes.
And a father whose babies were still in the neonatal intensive care, he couldn't come to see them because Beyonce had rented the whole floor out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Took him like 20 minutes or so, they were saying. I think he eventually got to see them.
He eventually got up there.
Yeah. Anyway, the quote backstage between Miz and Laurinaitis was, Laurinaitis says, "I'm not your problem. I'm not little Jimmy. I'm Big Johnny."
Big Johnny.
Is it?
Go.
Is it just me? And I'll throw this out there. Is it just me, or is Johnny Ace starting to turn babyface?
I think so.
No, he's not turning babyface.
Or just he's so annoying that people are just starting to laugh at him as opposed to boo him. They don't hate him as much as they used to anymore. Which is weird because he is going against Punk. Or he is, you know, I don't see anything happening but him trying to screw Punk out of that title. Whether or not he actually gets to will be another story, but he's going against Punk. I expected him to be booed out of every building he goes to.
Oh, most definitely. And when he comes out, he gets booed. Anyway, so that doesn't matter. We then had Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston, which, if he gave them time, would have been a really good match. But instead, we got a quick 1 minute match between Bryan and Kofi, which saw Daniel Bryan make a Kofi tap out to the LaBel Lock. Then out came the Big Show. Daniel Bryan quickly talked and, you know, he made his comments about how he didn't think that match had ended the way it did, yada, yada, yada. And then Big Show replied that they're going to have a no DQ, no countout match on SmackDown. How are they handling, you guys, the Daniel Bryan, you know, slow heel turn, as it were?
How are they handling it?
Yeah, what do you guys think of it?
Oh, I like it. I like the whole, I mentioned that in my article I write for Phil Strom. I like I'm a vegan and I don't own a TV, I'm better than you thing that seems to be coming. I think it's great. I'm surprised because someone asked me about that like a few weeks ago and I was like, no, the independent guys are so over. No one's going to boo Daniel Bryan. I was wrong.
His heel turn, he tried to do the I'm better than you thing in ROH and it really didn't work. What's making him work now is he's doing the classic heel, the cowardly heel. He can't beat Big Show, so he gets someone bigger to knock him down and get him disqualified. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's going to use that no disqualification match next week to his advantage to retain the title. the heel turn, to those that know the history of wrestling, like you, myself, Jackie, the heel turn is more obvious because we see all the little signs and the little, right. the little hints. And to everybody else, it's not as obvious. And I like that.
Yeah, they're building it nicely. That's good.
Because Al and I had spent some time talking about how these kind of things are happening very quickly on TV nowadays. Like Alan said, you know, these heel turns and these feuds, you know, they begin on Raw and they end on SmackDown. So it's really nice to see them actually putting the effort to have something happen gradually over time and build it, rather than just changing it on a dime like they tend to do a lot lately.
Alan's jaded. Alan's jaded. As by our roundtable discussion last night.
Yeah, Alan is a little jaded, but that's why we like Alan.
Alan's jaded when it comes to wrestling. He thinks TNA's good.
Maybe he's just stoned.
Need I say more? He's the only one that spent 25 minutes recapping that garbage last night. Everybody else found something better to do.
I made Graham Cawthon promise me he wouldn't make me talk about TNA on my show after he branched out his website. So, yeah. Alan is honestly the only person I know, I guess, who really watches and enjoys TNA.
And he's starting to slowly not enjoy it.
I think I've worn on him. Co-hosting with me for the last almost... God, is it 2 years now?
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, almost 2 years now that Alan and I have been co-hosting together. I think I'd be getting to wear on him.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about TNA. We're here to talk about the love child of PN News and Flash Funk, Brodus Clay. He defeated Curt Hawkins on Raw. That was
when I saw him come out, by the way, am I the only one that thought of the fat chick from CNC Music Factory and that, like, MC Hammer-like outfit she's in?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, try and get that image out of your heads tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
I win.
Oh my God, I feel bad for Mace when he hears this. He's gonna have so bad mental images.
He's gonna have to Google CNC Music Factory.
Yeah, I was gonna say. He's gonna have to go look that up.
I think if we take a break, we should get out of here with good vibrations. Wait, that was Marky Mark, but that chick also was in CNC Music Factory. It was the same chick.
Like, if it wasn't just bad enough seeing Brodus Clay. God damn, he's bug.
Well, I know why I don't do this show with Spug all the time.
I didn't do anything.
No, of course you didn't. And of course you didn't. Not at all.
Sorry, I sound like Snitsky now. It's not his fault.
I like what you do to babies.
And since we really don't take breaks, let's just play a little bit of...
Yes!
You know, we just had the name drop Mace, so he feels special when he hears the archive of the show. Alright, that's enough of that. Then we move on as the show continues. We had CM Punk take on Jack Swagger, who was...
Did you see my tweet to you about that? Ending, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get into it. So we had CM Punk vs. Jack Swagger with Dolph Ziggler and, you know, what's her name?
Excuse me!
Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, I hope the Canadian's listening.
Yeah. Let's hope he is.
He hates it when you do that.
I know. That's why I did it.
Pardon?
And that's why I did it.
Pardon?
I have to go back and play this.
Excuse me!
So, what the hell is that?
That's Tim.
That's Tim.
Oh. That's, wow, that's Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he hates the clip. It's Tim doing the Vicky Guerrero impression. So anyway, we had a... You know,
wow, it's Vicky Guerrero?
Yeah.
Sounds like Perez Hilton.
Not only
anything bad towards Tim. That's just really bad.
Not only do you have to deal with being Canadian, Tim, also Jackie Fice thinks you're queer.
Good luck getting
him. Has nobody learned when you're on this network that Rock is recording everything?
Yeah, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have realized that. But
me?
I'm not even going to go there. I could go somewhere. I'm not going to even go there.
Well, I'm sure Spug, he's got enough classic quotes of you. I don't see how he could possibly need any more.
Oh. I knowingly do it now. I purposely say shit.
Yeah.
Just to see if it shows up the next week. That's legit, too. I do. And Rock knows I do it.
I know, mm-hmm. And that's why I don't play when you think I'm going to play it, but eventually I will. Anyway, we had the match. It was a decent match between the two, and then we had an elbow drop off the top rope. We got 1, 2, 3.
And a half.
What? His shoulder came up, right?
Oh yeah.
He kicked out.
He kicked out, but the ref didn't see it. Stupid ref.
Not always the ref's fault. If you look though. If you look at Punk, he points at Swagger and looks at Ziggler and says, he fucking botched it.
Yeah. He did.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Wow.
Yeah. At the end of the match, he points at Swagger while he's looking outside the ring at whom I can only assume is Ziggler and yells, he fucking botched it.
And then they quickly tried covering it up.
Right.
I'll give them credit. They tried. I don't think it went over well, because I think they had something planned to, you know, put heat on Ziggler at Punk. Not, you know, that finished. Not the poor ref. They quickly say, oh, maybe Johnny Ace will, you know, he'll call down the middle, or maybe he won't, who knows. It could cost Cena, that was just a bad cover-up.
I'm willing to bet that was supposed to be a ref bump spot.
No, I don't think there have been a really?
You think? Yeah, because remember, the stipulation was, if Punk won, Swagger...
And Vicky wouldn't
Vicky
be.
Were yeah. banned from ringside. So I'm willing to bet that was a ref bump spot with Johnny Ace out there, and Johnny Ace was going to go in and call it right down the middle to quote-unquote prove to Punk that he would do it at the Rumble.
Yeah, I can see that. Sounds like that could have been the plan. Maybe we'll find out next week. Maybe they'll redo it. Well, they can't redo that match, but maybe they'll redo the spot. We have more backstage stuff. Another promo video for the WWE Network. That Omega will probably have seizures over. And then we had Ricardo Rodriguez and the Bella Twins.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys love that. At least you, Rock. You're the one always wanting the Bella Twins to walk off with Rodriguez.
But that'd be so funny. Oh, come on. That'd be awesome.
I just thought it was cool to finally see him speak English on TV.
yeah, that was cool too. But he then came out and tried to talk trash for R-Truth. Again, you know, and he did it badly, and then R-Truth came out. They yammered on, and then we had a remix version of La Cucaracha.
Should have just told R-Truth there was a spider back there.
God, I wish they would turn Ricardo babyface.
It's probably coming at some point.
Can you imagine Ricardo Rodriguez with R-Truth as babyfaces?
Well, they got to do something with them while Del Rio is mending.
I think they're doing fine with him right now. I think he's got the personality though that he could make a really comical and good baby face.
Yeah, he could. He'll make good fodder. So we have that. End up with the Miz coming out attacking R-Truth. And then he ran away from through the crowd. Then we come back to Chris Jericho. The Ayatollah Rock and Roll, the guy who defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock in the same night, the first ever undisputed champion.
Can we talk about the main event first and then end with this? Because I have a feeling this is going to take up some time.
Well, there's nothing really to talk about in the main event. Is there?
Kane beat up
Ryder.
Ryder and Cena. They're likely both dead at this point, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're done.
We covered that, basically.
I will say this out loud, because I know he's listening. Mm-hmm. Hey, Canuck, pick up your microphone and call in and defend your boy. Because after tonight, I don't see how you can. Tonight wasn't a great heel promo that's going to turn the WWE on its ear. Tonight was absolutely awful yet again. And served no purpose. You wasted 8 minutes of airtime on that.
That was pretty pointless. I mean, I thought it was funny when he did it last week. But, I mean, come on. The last times a wrestler broke down and cried in the ring, they were pregnant. What's Jericho's excuse? I mean, that was pretty lame for the second week in a row.
I think part of what makes it worse this week is that everybody who was at that show has kind of caught on and knows that he's trying to turn heel, so people are just cheering him because it's Jericho, and they're going to cheer anything and everything that he does. And so until he comes out and actually says something on the microphone, all these stupid little skits that he's doing in the middle of the ring are pointless. Absolutely pointless.
There was talk that they weren't going to have him talk because of the competition they had tonight.
The competition?
The bowl game.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that was
a 21-0 beatdown by Bama of LSU. By the way, I know I picked Bama.
We'll find out tomorrow. I don't remember the pick.
I know I picked Bama.
But how would they know ahead of time what the score is going to be? But, you know, that was the thought behind, you know, having Jericho not say anything this week again. They could have at least had him do what he did on the house shows, you know, got physical a little bit.
With who?
He put a Tonga in the walls of Jericho on the house shows this week.
Mm.
Before he would start to talk, a Tonga came out and would talk, and then Jericho would put him in the walls of Jericho. And that's how the bit ended on the house shows. I know that it's leading to something. It's just, it's wasting our time now.
Yeah.
And that's quite sad.
Yeah. I wonder if people are going to fall for this a third time. I mean, and I know the answer is yes, but are people really going to cheer him for a third time next week?
Yes.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm.
Because they're not on the internet. The people going to the show, 95% of them aren't on the internet reading what we're talking about. So they'll all come out, cheer Jericho, and then maybe he'll say something. Chris, how many weeks till the Rumble do we have?
Three.
Yeah, roughly three. The 29th, right?
Mm-hmm. Do we put him in the Rumble?
Jericho?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, if he's going for the title, you have to, maybe he wins the Rumble?
Could he win the Rumble?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He might be the Royal Rumble winner.
Remember, you have the Great Equalizer coming up in February.
Yeah, I understand that. But I wouldn't waste Jericho in the chamber. If you're building Jericho's big return, I'd put him in the Rumble, maybe have him win it, or come close to winning it. I don't know, I'm just throwing theories out there at this point. Because we all know what we want. As we talked about last night, Punk Jericho is the plan everyone wants to see. You have to... Because if not Jericho doesn't win the Rumble, who on SmackDown wins the Rumble?
Oh, God, on SmackDown? No, not Daniel Bryan. I couldn't.
Daniel Bryan's your world champion. How can he win the Rumble?
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal!
Oh, God.
No?
Nobody on SmackDown.
Sheamus, maybe? Sheamus Bryan on WrestleMania for the world title?
No.
No? Then Punk, Jericho has to win?
I would like to see Ziggler.
But and have him go to SmackDown?
And have him go to SmackDown. I'd like to see Ziggler and Bryan for the title. And Punk Jericho. But remember, the Royal Rumble's coming up. So inevitably, the Undertaker Returns promos will start showing up soon, too.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's going to be at WrestleMania, he's got to show up sometime in the next few weeks.
He has till February to show up. Remember when he returned last year?
Yeah, but he still showed up at the Rumble.
No, he didn't.
The promos were at the Rumble.
Oh, the promo, yeah.
Yeah, he showed up at the Rumble.
Yeah, okay, the promo showed up, yeah.
Yeah. So, he's going to have to start showing up soon in some way or another.
Yeah, and then we'll get six weeks of build up for The Undertaker, and then we'll get more Flash Funk.
Oh, God.
So, Jackie spies on The Undertaker, by the way.
I do.
Yeah, don't you get, take hidden pictures of The Undertaker?
You take hidden pictures of The Undertaker?
Wow, dude.
Stalker?
No, that's Kane.
Oh, that's right. You only stalk Kane.
Right.
I got the mixed up.
I have people who do my stalking for me. I'm the lazy stalker.
Right. Yeah, the lazy stalker.
Mm-hmm. Norma, I love you. she finds all the pictures and sends them to me.
Anyway, that was Raw in a nutshell, I guess. It wasn't a bad show.
It wasn't awful. It wasn't great, though.
It would have been better if Jericho would have said something.
It was different. I can only say that. It was different. They tried different things.
Well, yeah, it wasn't John Cena from start to finish, so that in and of itself is good.
You can't say that because it hasn't been John Cena from start to finish for the better part of 2 months now. I'm not meaning to pick on you, but you're just the last person in a long line of people I've heard say that. And you can't say that, like, because it hasn't been him. He hasn't been the main focal point for the past 2 months. I mean, think
nice.
About it. Think about it. He wasn't even on the last pay-per-view one bit. He didn't have a match, not a run-in, nothing. He's gotten to the point where he is over. He is over with the fans. He's over with everybody that he needs to be over with. And he doesn't need to be there anymore. He can be a background character, and you can build your new crop of guys.
So with that said, anything else you want to bring up tonight, Spike?
The fact that Tim was wrong yet again about Jericho?
Beyond that?
No.
No, you're good. You'll be good.
I'm good. I think we should just stick with Tim is wrong.
And clip.
Of course, there's always my favorite clip from Tim.
You're going to make me dig for clips now, aren't you?
I'm going to make you dig for this one, because I like this one.
All right, give me a second to find that clip, because it's in a folder somewhere. So, let's see. You want the... This one right here. Raise the sound up and play.
Spug's right, guys. Spug's right, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, Spug likes that one.
That's my favorite.
I'm allergic to black people.
And now it's turned into the clip show.
Snatch is awesome.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, the last time we all sat back and did this together, it was
me and
musical
Tim.
Chairs or something.
Me and Tim did clips the other week, too. Anyway, let's
Wrestling named that tune.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, let's wrap this show up.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the song to kick in tomorrow night. It's Carlito Night on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, Spug.
Uh-huh.
So check that out, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight is CB Radio, Rob Parks, I'm by myself. WTR on Sunday. Jackie, when are you doing Triple Talk Wrestling Radio again?
We'll be recording the Wednesday before, releasing Thursday before SummerSlam. It'll be all four of us this time. I finally secured my two female hosts.
SummerSlam?
What the fuck? Did I just say SummerSlam?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Royal Rumble. Oh my god, somebody shoot me.
You make yourself sound like a moron.
Well, it was the first show that we ever did, was right before SummerSlam. Ugh. Sorry.
Alright, take two.
Yay.
When are you doing your next episode of Triple Talk Wrestling Radio?
Thursday before Royal Rumble. Releasing on at the history of WWE.com.
Follow her. Yeah, thank you, Jeremy Piven. Follow her on Twitter at Jackie Feist. Like WTR Productions on Facebook at facebook.com/WTR Productions, facebook.com/Small Talk Radio Network, twitter.com/Small Talk Radio, twitter.com/Canadian All Pro, facebook.com has a group for Canadian All Pro. Find it. And Spug_guy on Twitter.
I want 100 followers!
I don't think you met your midnight deadline.
I did not, but I still want 100 followers.
So follow Spug Guy on Twitter. Maybe he'll actually keep his name this time.
I'm actually pretty funny on Twitter sometimes.
Sometimes. And maybe one day he'll make it, we'll tweet you back.
Somebody will tweet me, but you don't even tweet me back on Twitter most of the time.
I do too.
Sometimes, when it's convenient.
When I see it.
Fair enough.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Check us out. KFA Wrestling Radio with My Name is Wojcik on Twitter. We'll be back maybe next week. Who knows? It's
a crapshoot, people.
It is, basically.
Yeah.
Last week, Tim said, we're doing a Raw Post show? Sure, why not? This week, Spunk said, doing a Raw Post show? Sure, why not? So... See what happens.
I wasn't plowing this week.
We'll see what Rawlbark is next week. Good night, everybody.